Parshas Korach, Tavshin Samach Tes. Also, it's very difficult Parshas Korach, because is he a Rasha? Rashi tells us he's a Rasha, and then Tzadik HaTamir Frachazayis is Korach, the reason tells us it's Tzadik, so not sure where he's coming from, Korach. Is he a Rasha? Is he a Tzadik? And obviously, he's all of the above, in many multiple levels. On the surface level, he certainly is a Rasha, and he did things that are wrong. On deeper levels, he had the great altruistic reasons in his argument against the Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's for the parsha of what we're told, at least in the parsha itself and Chazal, it's for us to at least try to extrapolate the ideas of where Korach did go wrong and where Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to set him straight. And in the end, it didn't work, and therefore something miraculous had to happen, and he had to be swallowed up with his entire family and the 250 men. So the Medrash says, in here, Parsha Gimel, in Medrash Rabbah Korach, Vayikach Korach, Maksiv Lamala Menunyan. What does it say right before this Parsha? What did we end right last week's Parsha with? Va'asu Lahem Tzitzis. Parsha of Tzitzis. So the Medrash says there must be a connection here between Parshas Tzitzis and Korach. Why? Kofatz Korach v'amal Moshe. Korach ran over to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, if I have a talis, shakula treles, then the entire talis is this special treles color. Ma'ush de petur manat tzitzis. Should I have to put tzitzis on it also? You know, a talis that's all white and it has white strings, so I have to put a string of treles. But if the whole thing is treles, so I sort of have accomplished that treles part of it, so I shouldn't even need any tzitzis, he says. Amar lei, Moshe Rabbeinu says, chayeves be tzitzis. Amar lei, Korach, talis shekuda treles, ein peteres atzma. A whole talis is treles, you say that, you still need tzitzis. So arba chut in peteres, I say, if you put on four strings, then it does it. Then is okay with one thing of treles. Bayis malei svarim. You have a house which has full with svarim, full with the bookcases, full with svarim. Do you need a mezuzah on such a house? Ma'ush de'patim in a mezuzah. So they sound like very strange questions that Korach is asking. I mean, they're like riddles almost. So Moshe Rabbeinu, chayiv mezuzah. Of course, you have to chayiv to put a mezuzah on a house, even though it's full of svarim. Omar Loi said, so Korach says, Kol HaTorah Kula Masayim V'Shivim Ba'arba Parshiyos. He says some number which a lot of the commentators on the Medrash say where they get this number from, how many Parshiyos are in the Torah. But we'll just go with the Medrash's number. There's 274 Parshiyos in the whole Torah. So I have 274 Parshiyos in my bookcases. You want me to put like one little Parsha or two little Parshiyos, Shema and Vahiyam Shemaya, the first two Parshiyos of Kriya Shema? I should put it on my house with that to protect my house. I have a whole Shas in my house. I have many Parshiyos of Torah. So that doesn't part to the house from Mezuzah, Parsha Achash, Mezuzah Beteres is Abayis. So the Medrash said, because of that, he argued on Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Tzadik HaKohen in the Sefer in Pri Tzadik asked the following. He says, why did the Medrash seem to go away from the simple explanation in the Torah of what Korach was arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayikolu al Moshe v'al Aaron. They gathered on the Korach and the 250 men gathered in front of Moshe and Aaron. Vayemra aleihem, and they said lachem, Rav lachem, this is too much for you. Ki kolo eido kulam kadoshim. Uvaseichem Hashem. Everyone here is a kadosh. Everybody here is in a very high spiritual level. Uvaseichem Hashem, and Hashem is in their midst. Uvmadua tisnasu akal Hashem, and therefore why do you make yourself great? Why do you exalt yourself above everyone? So, that's what the argument was. It's explicit here in the Torah. Vayishma Moshe vayipal apanav. So the Torah tells what the argument is. The argument is, listen, we're all, why do you make yourself above everyone? Why do you make it? You have a Kohen Gadol, you have a Nasi, you have a Melech. We're all the same. So maybe the pshat is like this. taking a little bit from what Tzaddik says, but he goes into a much deeper level of understanding of this parasha. But we'll try to explain it on a on terms we could understand, on a more practical and simple level. Korach's mistake was this. Korach experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. Korach experienced Matan Torah. And those were moments in Jewish history where we're told by Chazal that the Yamsuf was Ra'asa Shivcha Layom Mashalai Ra'a Yecheskel Ben Buzi. That every man, woman, and child in Klal Yisrael, even the lowly maidservant in Klal Yisrael, was Zeicha. They were privileged to a view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even Yecheskel Ben Buzi wasn't Zeicha to see. And as the moment of prophecy that was granted to Klal Yisrael at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, and it's hard to try to comprehend what it was because we didn't experience it ourselves, but the level of prophecy, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of clarity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, even the Shivcha Layom, even the maidservant that was standing at the ocean, was standing at the sea at that moment, saw greater visions than Yecheskel Ben Buzi saw. And then came time to Matan Torah, and in Matan Torah, they were at a level of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. So Korach says, I don't understand. We all saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Yamsuf. We all had this clarity of vision. We all had this, attained this tremendous level of prophecy. So Omaduat Tisnasu Al Kaal Hashem. So what do we need you for? Mesh Rabbeinu, what do we need you to exalt yourself above us? What do we need someone? You're a leader, you're this position, that position. Kikolo Eidal Kulim Kadeshim. We're all Kadesh. We're all Kadeshim. Uvaseichem Hashem, and Hashem is in our midst. Because we all experienced Kriyas Yamsuf and then Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the heavens and the clarity was pure. So we all transcended to such a high level. So what do we need you for? In essence, these are the questions that he was asking. The question he was asking is, you want Isaiah, you have a whole talis. Talis is all white, white strings. You know, but put one string of tchelis. That's very nice if you have only white and white strings, you want to put one string of tchelis. But if the whole talis itself is tchelis, I'm enwrapped with this tchelis, this special tchelis color. So what do I have to put one string on the of the eight strings or the four strings? What do I have to put one of tchelis? The whole talis is tchelis. I'm wrapped in tchelis. What do I need to put a mezuzah that only has one to two parshias of the Torah? I have the whole Torah at my disposal. I have the whole Torah staring me in the face when I have a bias mali svarim, have a house full of svarim. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him that you don't understand the way it works. The truth is, if every person in Klal Yisrael at the Yamsuf saw even a greater vision, a greater prophecy than Yecheskel Hanavi, so why weren't they all as great as Yecheskel Hanavi? What happened? Why weren't they all as great as Yecheskel Hanavi if they had a vision even greater than Yecheskel Hanavi? The Teretz is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, I think we mentioned this once, this concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works like this. He gives people moments of inspiration. And they're not deserving of those moments of inspiration. And they're not going to last those moments of inspiration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us moments of inspiration. He gives a person a feeling, you know, I'm going to learn Daf Yomi. I'm going to finish the whole Daf Yomi cycle in the next 7.5 years. He gives moments of inspiration. You know, I'm going to learn every day. I'm going to learn two halachas in my daily schedule. Or, you know, I'm going to get involved now in the certain project. Moments of inspiration, and then it wanes, and then it dries up, and I just don't feel the same way. The next day, the next week, I don't feel the same way, and I say, you know, I lost that inspiration. You know, it must be it wasn't. The answer is no, because Baruch Hu gives the inspiration, and he says, but I'm just giving it to you. Then I take it away, and you have to start from ground up, and you have to work it on yourself. There's no free ride over here. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us moments and times where He'll open up the heavens, and you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then He'll close the heavens and say, you know what? Now I know the goal. I know what I saw. Now I'm going to work towards it. That is exactly what Tzitzis is. Tzitzis is, the Gemara tells us, very famous Gemara, that Tcheles is Doimel Yam. when we see the Tchela stream, we say, oh, that looks like the color that I see in the ocean. Yam Deimel Erekia, the color of the ocean is similar to that of the Shemayim. And then the Shemayim is similar to, reminds me, gets me to the Kisei HaKavod. Why not go straight to the Kisei HaKavod? The answer is we can't go in the, you can't climb a ladder from rung 1 to rung 10 in one leap. You have to go Bahadroga, you have to go level by level. That's what the Tzitzis teach us. Tcheles, you start with one string of Tcheles. Don't be such a frummy Kairach. I got the whole thing of Tcheles. No, you have to start off slowly. That you thought we had at the Yamsuf and at the Matan Torah, that was the end goal. That's what we're supposed to get to. That's what the picture will look like B'mayis HaMashiach, since there was a Chet after Matan Torah. But ultimately, that's what it will look like. At B'mayis HaMashiach, it will look like Kol Oed L'Kulam Kedoshim V'Seichem Hashem. But until that time, it's not. And therefore, the only way to get to that level in B'mayis HaMashiach is to go one step at a time. So Mekayrach thought, the whole house is full of Svarim. What do you mean? I got the whole Shas here. Yeah, you got the whole Shas here, but in order to crack a book, in order to open it up, you start with one small parsha. Start with Shema Yisrael, then start with Yohavta, and then start with Yom Shema, one thing at a time. I want to learn the whole Shas. Hey, buddy, take it easy. You know, start, remember, you'll start with your one Seder, you start with one page, you start with one daf, and then you'll learn the whole Shas. And that was part of the dialogue here between Kairach and Moshe Rabbeinu. This was Kairach's mistake, where he thought, we're already enveloped in Kedusha. So what do we need you for? We're enveloped, what do we need tzitzis on a whole bebegit of tcheles? And this is the idea. And here we see it again in the parsha, when this interesting episode of the matos, of the staffs, of Aaron and the others were put into the Mishkan. They wrote the names on each of the staff, on each of the staffs of the of all of the tribes, and they put them in the Oel Moed Lefnei Oedus. And the test was whose will sprout up. Vahimi Machros was the next day. Vayave Moshe Loel Ha'idus. He came into the tent. Vihinei Porach Mate Aaron LeBeis Levi. And the staff of Aaron from the tribe of Levi, indeed, it blossomed. But it didn't just blossom. It's Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayigmel Shkedim. It brought forth a blossom. Then it sprouted some buds, and then the Shkedim, the almonds on it, ripened. And that Moshe Rabbeinu brought him out and says, now you see what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want, look, a full-grown tree. It's not going to work. You know why Aaron is you're contesting Aaron's position? You know why Aaron? Look at his staff. Look how Kodesh Baruch Hu shows how he grew. It was Vayetze Perach, if it blossomed, then buds grew out, and then Vayigmosh Kedem, and then you have the fruit. It's a long process. It's not just that initial inspiration that we get that lasts forever. That doesn't last forever. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing, giving us a glimpse of the picture of where we could get to. That should be the goal. But after that, he takes it away, and it's for every person to work on his own. Aaron HaKohen indeed worked on it. Aaron HaKohen was step by step. He had the prachim, and then he had the tzitzim, and then he finally had the shkedim. It only works with levels, one rung at a time, and with that, a person becomes a kaddish. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us. That was Kairach's mistake, and this is, I think, an idea we should go away from the Shabbos. A good Shabbos.